Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. On this week's show, you'll learn what Clarissa and her friends are doing to live the model life and find out how you can too. What exactly is the model life? It's looking great, feeling better and healthier, and being happier. Let's get started right now. Here's your host, Clarissa Burt.
Hey, everybody, it is Clarissa here, and we are in the limelight yet again this week, and we're having some new issues, but what we do have is a new studio. Yeah, I got the studio here in the house, and if you could see everything, you'd be able to see that I have the board and all kinds of wires running all over the place, and I'm not really sure what's going on, but what I do know is that we've got newness going on, and so that's a good thing. Newness is good, but... Yes. But you know, we're having a little bit of issues apparently with Facebook Live that they can't hear us so well. So we're going to figure that out and move on with the show.
And still give you guys a good show.
And still give you guys a good show. Move in here because they can't see you, for heaven's sake.
Squeeze as much as I can.
Okay. So I'm going to get started like I always do, saying hello to David Johnstone. He's right over here, everybody. I'm not going to move anything. David, come over here and say hello. There's David.
Hey, David. How's it going?
And David has been helping me all week throw together this studio. I went and I bought everything that was needed. And here we are. So we thank David again for that. And don't forget that he is offering... free again, David. You're offering ShareMe.today.
Yes, ShareMe.today.
Can you hear him?
ShareMe.today.
ShareMe.today.
Yeah, if you want a link for referrals, you go to ShareMe.today and you can get your free link.
Yeah, and it works great, and it's something you all should get. So go get it. Oh, my Lord. I tell you, it has been just so interesting to get this show started. But you know what? I'm going to move on because my super influencers, I have three of them today, and each one of them in their own way does something really awesome to give back. They have their own, you know, regular jobs, their core jobs that they have, and then they spend an awful lot of time giving back, which I happen to think is extraordinary. So I'm going to get started with a good friend of mine. I met him sometime last year, I think we met, and we had the chat because we were at a networking event in San Diego.
Yes.
And... we both live in Phoenix, which was kind of cool. You know, I was like, hey, homie. Okay, cool. So I'm going to introduce you now to Brian Ponciani. And right, did I say
Ponciano.
That right? Ponciano. God dang it. I knew I'd get that wrong. See, I said Ponciano and you threw me off.
It sounds better when you say it. Yeah, anyway. So
So Brian, what he does is flips houses. And he has a ball doing that. And I'd love to actually help him with that because I couldn't think of anything more fun to do. But you came from Guatemala. That's where you were born.
That's where my parents were born. Okay. I was born in a small town in Louisiana.
Oh. Okay. Yes. All right. And then you guys moved to California for a while.
Then we moved to Los Angeles because that's where the most of my dad's family in the U.S. was over in Los Angeles.
Okay. After which you decided to move here.
Yes. My dad decided that he was tired of paying for really expensive for an apartment and having trouble finding work. Yeah. So he came to Phoenix.
I don't blame him. You know, Phoenix, apart from right now, it's just so hot and humid. But I guess we could say that for the most part of the United States.
To me, Phoenix is like a microcosm of the U.S., meaning that it's the land of opportunity.
It really is.
So much opportunity in Phoenix and Arizona in general. I'm so glad he moved here.
And so you have a really good time flipping your houses and doing all those lovely things. But at a certain point, as an entrepreneur, you decided it was time to give back. Tell us about how Together We Grow Phoenix started.
So initially, as you said, my parents did come from Guatemala, and we grew up very poor in the poor section of California, poor section of Los Angeles. And eventually I knew that I wanted to become an entrepreneur. So I decided that once I hit a certain level of success, I was going to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. And this is something that I've talked about for many years. About 2 years ago, actually yesterday, we celebrated 2 years since my dad passing from cancer.
Oh,
so, and yes, it was a very bad situation. He was fairly young. So I decided that at that point, I was going to stop talking about all the stuff that I was going to do.
Right.
And I was actually going to go turn around and do
it. Right.
So
you're never guaranteed tomorrow.
Never guaranteed tomorrow. Right. You know, my dad, he didn't drink. He didn't smoke. He didn't live a crazy lifestyle. He was just very, you know, normal guy.
Right.
Went to church, did everything correctly. But at the end of the day, he ended up passing away at the age of 52.
I think it's because God always wants the good ones back in heaven with him.
Yeah. And I believe there's something to it for sure.
Yeah.
But eventually I decided that me and my brother were going to do a water drive. So he's got two kids. I got two kids. We wanted to give back a sense of you know, giving to the kids.
Yeah.
So we put a water drive together. My assistant decided to put it on Facebook as we're on Facebook Live here.
Right.
And she put it on Facebook, and then she's like, hey, let's just see who wants to join. Eventually, we had a lot of people show up. A lot of people donated.
When did you start this?
Two years ago. Yeah.
Because right, it's still pretty
This new. Is our third summer doing it. So right. It's 2 years exactly.
And summer, you guys all know. You know, you listen to the news and you know that, you know, we have hellacious summers here.
Yes.
We're basically in triple digits for 4 to 5 months at least out of the year. And the people that are out on the streets, they have no real access to clean water and drinking water especially. Water is just gold.
Yes.
To these people, these ladies as well. So you started it up with your brother. And did you have to go buy the water first? How did that?
So what I did was I created a water drive. We just put it out there. Hey, people, we're going to be going out there. If anybody wants to donate any water, here's where you can drop it off. And if anybody wants to join us to pass it out, here's what time we get started.
Okay.
And the amount of water that we raised was probably somewhere between 4,000 bottles of water. Within that first day.
Wow.
So we had
people donated.
People came in droves and caravans and were just dropping off bottles and cases of water.
So they go and buy them and then bring them to you.
Yes. And that's how it initially started. Right. At this point, we progress now to where people send us donations on our PayPal link, and then we'll go and purchase everything.
Exactly.
Because we can buy it in bulk and get a lot more bang for the buck.
Right. I want to just say that the website is togetherwegrowphx.org. So together we grow, PHX for Phoenix, .org. You can go there to donate. And I know that you're doing, I'm watching your Facebook videos as well. You did some really amazing stuff. I saw you got bags now because you're like, we're giving these bottles of water, and then they don't have to take them away.
I brought a bag here with me our Facebook Live friends can see it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
And for any of you guys on the show, on the radio, we're not on Facebook Live. Get on Facebook Live so you can check out these bags.
Wow, look at that.
So we got a little logo on there, Together We Grow Phoenix.
Yes. Oh, that's great. The other day they were blue. This one's orange.
Well, so what we did is we actually got 4 or 5 different colors. Okay. So we wanted to make it colorful for them. You know, at the same time that we're giving back, we also wanted to make it fun.
Right.
So what we did is we're giving out water, just like you see here, just so we have a bunch of water that we cool off. We gave them snacks. We had little cookies here in there for them. We had sunscreen. We had wipes. Believe it or not, they love these wipes just because that's the way that they bathe for the most part.
For the most part, really.
And then about a third of them, because the majority of the homeless are men, but I would say about a third of the one are female. So we got these really big maxi pads. They're not the most stylish.
Right.
But at the same time, if you're out there and you're doing it and you're going through your period.
That's amazing.
That's something that could be very helpful.
So are you getting other donations from other companies, organizations? Are you getting any other alternative help?
So recently I started funding all of this myself.
Right.
So as I said, this is all from my real estate company. Anything that was doing was coming completely out of our pocket, unless whatever people came and donated the water and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually we did start up a PayPal account where people can donate. So we do have two corporate sponsors that help us out, two other real estate investor friends. You know what? They actually don't want me to give them a shout out.
Okay.
Some people are like that. Some,
that's cool.
You know, they just kind of want to give back.
That's really nice.
You know, and what's really nice about them is that they'll let me do the fundraiser, and then whatever we're short, they normally come in and facilitate the rest.
Right.
So they'll say, hey, what do you guys need to fulfill the goal that
that's
you guys
really
for
great.
This month?
So what, in other words, first of all, I wanted to give you a shout out because in, you know, your bio, I see that you were awarded the 40 under 40 by the mayor of Phoenix. Which mayor was that, and how did that happen?
So I'm not too big on politics, but it's the recent mayor of Phoenix.
Oh, that's really
so
cool.
Yeah, it was the Phoenix Urban League. So they mainly focus on minorities, so blacks and Hispanics.
Right.
The people that were running it, I knew somebody in that organization.
Wow.
And they actually nominated me for this thing. So I wasn't even known that.
Yeah,
was nominated.
You didn't?
No. Then I get an email saying, hey, we need a picture and a bio.
You're
kidding. That's and we're going amazing. To do it. And I show up to the event, and the mayor is handing me my 40 Under 40 award.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, congratulations
yes,
on that.
Thank you.
You know, I know that you're also, when you're doing the work that you're doing, you're also out there in the triple digit weather.
Yes.
You're out, you know, you and your volunteers, because I know you've got a plethora of volunteers.
Yes.
People are always showing up, and you're putting your tables out there. And how do you let the homeless community know where you are, where and, you know, what time and all that sort of thing?
So normally what we do is we go to them in the Phoenix area. And this is one thing that I've been shocked to find out, because through my organization, what I like to do is, yes, we give back to the lower end community, but we also facilitate for the average Joe to be able to give back. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that a lot of regular people, a lot of people like you and me, want to give back. They
sure.
just don't know where to give
exactly.
back. They hear about all these scams. Mm-hmm. They hear about all these places. So I uh-huh. give them an opportunity to come and do it themselves.
Right.
Anyway, we have a Skid Row here in Phoenix. It's called the CAS Center. The
okay.
CAS Center is a kind of a conglomerate. It's just a bunch of little shelters put together where
right.
the homeless people congregate.
Right.
And there's just a large majority of them. So we'll grab all the material. We'll put them together in one location. Normally, that's over at the Civic Space Park.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bus station and the train station there. So there's a lot of kind of homeless people
really?
Sitting around that.
And so
that.
I guess the word of mouth. And
just word of mouth, yeah. Quickly? And then once we get down to the CAS Center, that's where the largest concentration of homeless is here in downtown Phoenix.
Everybody, you are here in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. We are interviewing Brian
Ponciano.
I got it right that time. And we are going to break. We will be right back. Don't go away.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers channel. Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Everybody, back with Brian Ponciano, and together we grow Phoenix.org. That is PHX. So together
yes.
we grow PHX.org. You can go there to donate for sure. And I'm assuming that anyone that is in the Phoenix area that wants to be a volunteer can help out also.
Yes. So on the website ourselves, we have our calendar, which you can see our upcoming events. Mm-hmm. So normally the way that we facilitate our events is you can do one of two things. You can either donate.
Right.
Or you can come out and help.
Right.
So we facilitate it for everybody. If you have the money but don't have the time, you can easily just go and donate.
Right.
If you have the time and don't have the money, you can just show up to where we're at.
Right.
And you can help us pass
what
everything out.
What about clothing or anything along those lines? You taking those things in, or are they really
yes.
more the essentials that you're looking for?
So what we do is we mix it up. Being that it's summertime right now, it's really, really hot. There is heat-related deaths
right.
from the homeless. We like
that
to kind
right.
of keep them hydrated. Normally, when we pass out the water, we'll do it, like I said, with this one here, we just did kind of a cleaning package. Some other
right.
times, we'll do like sock and underwear drive.
Right.
When it's getting the winter time, we'll
right.
do hats and sweaters and gloves and those type of things. So we really try to keep them going in whatever their need is at that current time
right.
of the year.
Anything else that I didn't ask you that you want everybody to know?
Honestly, all I really want everybody to know is that anybody can make a difference. Even you don't have to start an organization like I did, even if it's just going out there yourselves. The biggest thing that I see from my people is that the homeless people are very thankful for getting what they get.
Right.
But the people that donate come back more impacted than anybody. The people that volunteer, mm-hmm. the ones that are out there actually handing them, they come back and they're impacted. They normally come back and bring their kids or family members because that's how much has impacted them. So
right.
if you've been on the fence thinking about it, go to togetherwegrowphx.org. Check out our next event and just show up. That's all you need to do. Just show up.
That'd be fun. I'm going to do that.
Yes.
I am going
to
do that.
We'd love to see you there.
The next one is.